So Parshat Pinchas, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, and this parsha, the next two parshas, describe the preparation for entering Eretz Yisrael, entering the land. Right. This is the starts with the census as about to enter. It's got the transition of power from Moshe Yeshua, which is in source one over here, by Ber Moshe Hashem L'mor, and Moshe tells Hashem. It's not by Ber Hashem El Moshe L'mor. This is by Ber Moshe El Hashem L'mor.
Comics.
Oh God, who knows all spirits, appoint someone on the community. Asher Yesedef Nehem, who will go out before them, lead them in battle. Asher Yavolef Nehem, Asher Yitzyem, Asher Yavyem. They'll bring them out, bring them back. And that the community of Hashem should not be like sheep without a shepherd. I know I'm going to die. We need somebody else. So Hashem tells Moshe, Kachat Yeshua ben Nun, Isha Sheruach Bo, and you need to take Yeshua, who has the right spirit, Samachtei Chalav, lay your hands upon him, he will be the next leader. And then, after that, instead of going on to the status, this chiefs of staff, literally, which is the next parsha, by the Be'er Hashem, Roshei HaMatot, I've made that pun before, literally, Roshei HaMatot is the chiefs of staff.
Perfect.
That would logically make sense. Instead, we have the last half of our parsha, which is all about the sacrificial order in the Mikdash. Right after telling him, okay, you're going to point Yeshua before the Matot, it's Eber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Saba B'nai Yisrael, Mar Tel Ahem, go command B'nai Yisrael, tell them, at Korbani Lachmi, my sacrifices, the Yishai and my Ad, to be burned on my altar, Reach Nechochi, a sweet savor for me. Tishmiru, you'll be careful. You will offer it all in the right time. Tell him, this is what you're going to burn up. Two lambs every day. You'll offer one lamb in the morning, one in the evening. And that's the carbon tamid, and then there's the carbon musaf of Shabbat and of Rosh Chodesh and all the Yom Tovim. And surprising, right? Because in the right in the middle of all this narrative, we've got a bunch of laws. These are laws. And more than that, we've seen the laws before. Because the Korban Tamid was introduced as part of building the Mishkan. Parshat Tetzaveh. It says the same thing. This is what you're going to do on this altar. You'd offer two lambs every day. Same words. So repeating it here in Parsha Pinchas. And then all the Musafim are mentioned in passing in the Parsha Moadim. Parsha Moadim. Parsha Moadim in Parsha Emor, when it talks about all the holidays. And it says, Elam Moadei Hashem Mikrai Kodesh, these are the holidays, Shetigru Otam Moadam, you declare them in all their days. And then it goes in, Bachosh Rishon is Pesach, and it says, Vikravtem Isha Lashem Shivat Yamim. You offer a burnt offering for God for 7 days, and Bayam HaShivim make a course, and the seventh day is going to be a holy day. Talks about the Yom Tovim there. This is the Parshat Emor. And every one of those holidays, it says, Vikravtem Isha Lashem. You can offer an offering. As Rashi points out, Vikravtem Isha Heyam Musafim. I'm reading Parshat Pinchas. That the Isha doesn't give me details. It says you can offer an offering, and where does it tell you details? Here in our parsha. Wait till now to say what the parsha, what the musafim are. So everyone asks the question that why these karbanot? They're written here at the end of the 40 years. Clearly, the laws were given beforehand, right? Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to offer it, the offering, and they had 40 years of worth of this. Why is it mentioned here?
They were doing Carbonote in the desert.
Yeah, they had a, they had a Mishkan, they had a Mizbeach there.
Okay.
Right, they didn't give a Korban Pesach, but they definitely had a Korbanot through all the time. So as the Aruch Chaim puts it, Tzirich Ladat, Lama Sider Parsha Korbanot B'Makom Zeh. Why they put all these Korbanot here? Achar Minu Yeshua. After we've appointed Yeshua, what does that do with Yeshua? Lo Makom Shetziva Korbanot Parshat Emor. Why not where it belongs in Emor? Because you have to say about this mitzvah, Mishkan. You have to say that they were doing it while the Mishkan was up, because they were giving something there. It doesn't tell us what. So there's no sense that this was a different thing. Yeshua Nismach B'Shana Arba'im, and Yeshua was appointed in the 40th year. So Rashi answers, kind of an odd answer. Hashem says, Sav Bnei Yisrael, Ma'amor Lamala Yifkod Hashem. Now, what did it say before? Moshe tells God, you God need to appoint somebody. Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. As Hashem says back to him, yeah, we're going to appoint Yeshua as the next generation, as the next leader. But Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ad she'ata metzaveni al banai, you think you're going to command me about what to do with my children? Tzeva, tzeva et bani alai, I want you to give my commandments to my children. If you're telling me what to do with them, I'm telling you, you need to go tell them this. So Moshe, in other words, Moshe is told to review these laws. They wrote laws that already existed. But he told him, review them now at the end of the 40 years. I want you to go back and tell them the laws of the Karbanot, the Tamid, and the Musafim. And he does that. The last word, last pasuk of the parsha, the Yom Moshe ben Israel, Kechol asher tziva Hashem Moshe, and Moshe tells Ben Israel everything that God had commanded him. That doesn't answer the question. Why? Right? Hashem tells Moshe, you're so concerned about the transition, then teach them about the Karbanot. What does that have to do with the transition? Why is that a response to God, you need to appoint somebody for the next generation? That's what I want to look at. So I think the answer lies in a well-known lost midrash. Lost because we have no idea where it comes from, but everyone quotes it. So you have back from the Ein Yaakov, so 1600s, quotes the midrash here. But we don't have an inside anywhere there. So it presumably has some provenance, but it's a good thing anyway, even if we don't know where it comes from. Okay, here's the way the Maharal brings it in the Tzniut. Then Zoma Omer. Matzino pasuk kolel yoter. There's one pasuk that summarizes everything. Now, this is the idea. Lots of things say this is klal gadol b'Torah. This is the ultimate statement of the Torah's purpose. Here's my proposition for the pasuk of the Torah, who Shema Yisrael. Ben Nanas Omer, Matzina Pasuk Kolol Yoter. We have another pasuk that encompasses everything. Who be Ahavtel Reacha Kamocha. That's Rabbi Akiva's Klal with Torah. We don't know that. Shimon Pazi Omer, Matzina Pasuk Kolol Yoter. We found a pasuk that encompasses everything. Who, and that is at the keves echad taseva boker, at the keves hashanit tasem ben harbayim. That is the ultimate statement of the Torah's purpose. You're going to have bring one carbon tamid. You can bring one sheep in the morning and one sheep at night. I'm in Rav Piloni, Ibn Amar, and some anonymous rabbi stood up and said halacha ke ben Pazi, and ben Pazi is right. That's the midrash, right? And we understand a havdalah kamocha as a big klag of b'torah. That's the mitzvah of Adam Bechavero. We said Shema Yisrael, mitzvah of Adam Makom, all of mitzvah. What's this hakeves echad to step above? Why is that important? What does that mean to say that's a klal gadol b'Torah? If you had to pick the most important pasuk, that's not probably not on top of your list. So Maharal explains that the need for consistency and permanence. It's the idea that what's important is doing something every day. Not the big grand explosions of enthusiasm. It's your everyday getting things done. This is again Maharal explaining this. Masha Amar Ben Pazi at a keres echad tzeva boker who klal gadol b'Torah yoter. That this is the big. That is the most important pasuk of the Torah. Vatzolam Mar Masha Adam Oved Hashem Yitbarach b'tmidut hagamor. Will you serve God consistently every day? Who avdo? And that makes you Hashem's servant. The expression that I am God's servant all the time. It's the every day, once in the morning, once at night. This is summarized the way we're supposed to serve God. consistently.
Not
Not
too
about,
exciting.
well, it's not exciting.
No.
That is the point, that it is not exciting, right? It's that the way to serve Hashem, I mean, exciting is great, and we need that once in a while, but in order for it to last, we need the non-exciting, the everyday. Amital, this is an essay from 2003, expanded on this idea. It's yivut permanence, consistency. Him klal gadol b'torah. That's an important principle in Jewish education. Kev b'boker, I mean, every single day, just be do it. And if this was true in days of ease when there weren't major problems for Israel, for Bnei Israel, nowadays we need that even more. Still need that every day. We're still serving Hashem. Still waking up
When
in the
did
morning. Still
he
getting
write that? Do you know?
2003.
Who knows?
I don't know
Intifada
specifically. There's always
something.
something going on.
Yeah, I'm saying could have
The
been.
one. Yeah, I mean, the one th striking thing about this essay is that he talked about we can't solve our problems with katamol. You know what that is?
Say it again. He what?
We cannot solve our problems with katamol, which evidently is the brand name for, you know, it's like one of these Hebrew words. I have no idea what it means. It's a brand name for paracetamol, Tylenol,
Optimal.
Actimol. Maybe that's what it is. Actimol. Okay.
Yeah.
So, for acetaminophen, Tylenol. But I learned that. Actimol.
Optimal.
Okay. The period that we're living in is hard. Again, I don't remember. 2003 was a long time ago. The cost of our sins. It's not a, a week doesn't pass by without another attack. Inshallah, let's ask ourselves, what should, how should we behave in these days? Manu, as Rachim, Peshutim, what can we, simple citizens, Yashrei Beit Midrash, we're sitting here in the Beit Midrash, Yochum Masa, what can we do? Atshuva, the answer is, at the Kevse Achat Tesa Boker, at the Kevse Shadi Tesa Berbayim. Tzivut, Kiviyut, Retza. Continuity. Maintain that kind of continuity. Keep maintaining the faith. Zem Mesra Gadol, Gam Lachinu Shabbat. And this is the moral also for those of us who have not yet made Aliyah. Av kol masha korea, kol min hel, to me din kis yidram, mustafim kil chatam. With everything that's happening, we need to keep that, we say, and to feel it, to me din kis yidram, mustafim kil chatam. That cycle, the everyday, the tamid, the weekly cycle, Shabbat, the monthly, the yearly cycle, that's what keeps us going. So that's what
And also serve in the army.
oh, he might tell definitely would agree with that. Right. Yeah, no. He founded the Yeshua Hester movement.
Yeah.
But not everyone is there. So what he's saying is that the rest of us are there to keep the faith there. So
Oh,
that I
that's
think is what Hashem's a message to Moshe was. That the key to transition is not so much the people. Yes, you'll need a leader. Yeshua is there. Fine. But it's the persistence of those institutions, those quotidian routines, that ensures our survival.
quotidian.
I like that. You know, quotidian? Every day.
Like daily, yeah.
Daily, right. That's it. Moshe, Hashem's telling Moshe, right? You're worried about another leader. Leader is important. Of course, in the United States, that becomes even more striking this week. I did not have this with politics in mind. But whoever the leaders are, whether they're there, it's keeping the institutions going. That keeps everything going, that keeps us going. And that loss of this, the Kevzecha B'Rabbayim, is what we mourn the yesterday, basically, or the week. That's what Shivasar B'Tammuz was. There's a Mishnah in Tani, it's five things happen on Shivasar B'Tammuz, Vishchamishabat Tisha B'Av. What happened? The original sin with Moshe brought the tablets. Batela Tamid in the time of the Chashmonaim. That's when the offering of the Tamid stopped on Shivasar Tammuz. They reached a point during the siege where they could no longer bring the Korban Tamid.
Oh, it's not the Ner Tamid. No.
No, it's the Korban Tamid.
Okay.
Uvka'ir, and then the city was breached in the first Beit HaMikdash, was the most Torah, and some Roman burned the Torah, but Beit, and this was, and he put a statue in the Beit HaMikdash, but part of it was the Batala Tamid. And that's what we're
Oh.
mourning there, is that we've lost that. So that's why, that we need to bring that back. And I'm going to end, so this is a nice short Dvar Torah, with the Netivot Shalom, the Slonim HaRav. And he notes that the commandment, the Tamid, emphasizes the idea of Shmirah, which doesn't happen in most mitzvahs. Shem said, Tzav b'nei Israel, command b'nei Israel, martelahem, tell them, that my offerings, Tishmeru, you need to be careful, lakriv liv mo'adam. You need to be shomeret to bring it in the right time. It says about Tishmeru. Tishmeru, lakriv liv mo'adam. What does it mean to say Tishmeru? Yes, Lamar. We would say deflal, but zegam me'al lashon, that what it's an allusion to the language in Bereshit when Yosef has his dreams and it says, Vaviv shamar et davar. Shamar, kept it. Rashi, Mamtina Matayavo, kept it in mind. Hopefully it would come true. Says that's what Tishmeru Li is, that when we don't have the Korbanot, we should still be Shomerit. Keep it in mind that we're going to bring this back. Batarak, Dosha, Hi, Nitzchit, and the Eternal Torah, Mezet, Bazet, and hence here, Alzman Achorba. There may be a time when there are no more Korbanot. You don't have the baby. Of course, if you want to be vegetarian about the Korbanot also, but it doesn't change the underlying message. That we still want to bring back this, the Avodah. Shekasher batla Avodah HaKorbanot, the Poel. Shehi Asher. We lose the Korbanot in actuality. In reality, we don't have a Korbanot. That's the basis of our service of Hashem. Avodah. Now we have to serve Hashem with this word of Tishmeru. Of remembering, of hoping, of keeping it in mind. That is the yearning. We still wait to have this come back. Serve Hashem correctly. That the underlying message of the Kabbanot is the underlying. Literally treasure, the underlying meaning behind our service of Hashem. That this segula, the underlying meaning of the korbanot, mikayim. When we say, Yehi Ratzon, this establishes continuity, this continues
Yeah, this is
creating the korbanot.
not speaking to me because I don't say that here at some. I don't want them back.
Right, which
I
I'm
think
saying, I
we've
don't think it's
evolved.
different.
I thought it was going to go to now we have tefillah, a higher level of
So while I
continuity.
would disagree with you about the Karbanot thing, it doesn't change the idea that still we are not in the place where we should be in terms of Avodat Hashem. We're still looking for that return to the Beit HaMikdash.
I don't
Some
know.
sense of that.
Okay. It's one view. I mean, who was it, Rambam, who talked about tefillah as a higher level of serving
That
above
okay. I
that?
mean, we don't. That I think is very much misreading the Rambam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he definitely says that if we were perfect, philosopher angels, then we would serve God just by thinking. That doesn't mean that he thinks that's the ideal. He definitely thinks we do the Kabbalah. No, we are. We're not robots.
Well, it's pretty foreign from the modern
Oh,
mind.
absolutely. I agree. I agree. So I'm saying yes. This. So then translate Karbanot here, not so much the animal sacrifice. The service of the Beit HaMikdash. We have a centralized service, we have a unified service of Hashem. We're still looking for what we're going to call Biyat
Well, I don't know. Okay.
HaMashiach.
Really, this
I
is
think it's important. I think
modern.
that's a.
It's not the way we're thinking these days. I mean, I could see this going, with tefillah. You have to daven. It's to me dut. Is that the word? Yeah,
Right,
it's
consistently. You can serve
day in,
Hashem
day
consistently.
out, thinking of God, day in, day out, do things.
But his point is not so much that, but that is, it is
No,
there.
his
We are
point is the
looking, we are looking to
Korbanot.
a future, right? We are still looking to an idea of the Achrit
Well,
Yemim. What we're doing
all
now is
right.
not ideal.
Well,
Think
okay.
even you would agree that it's not ideal now. Maybe
I
we can bring
think it's
everybody
more
else to.
ideal than Korbanot. And
Okay, there's,
I
yeah.
don't think we're ever going back to Korbanot. That was a different stage in our development as a people. And that's not what God wants now. Not that I know what he wants, but anyway, that's
We'll
my
find out. Yeah,
thing.
I am aware of that, but I don't think it's, I still think that we are, you're still looking to what we call Yimud Mashiach. There we can move forward from here.
Okay.
That's what you're looking for.
Okay.
And that the Tamidut is still important here, but there's still, we're going to still say, as for the Binyan Beit HaMikdash at least. That's what we say in Musaf when we read this. I mean, Bahama Kabanayam. Those are the words of Musaf. We want to bring those back. It counts as we brought it. Which Amara Rabbanitan Rav HaKadosh Me'apta, the Apta Rav, one of the Apters, Chasim, came to him, the Siakli Boaz HaTav, and poured out his heart about all of his miseries. Drashem Shein HaTzadik Lokeach Kol Kach Et Dagato Libo, and he felt the Rebbe wasn't taking him seriously, taking his feelings seriously. Rigish ben Tzadik Barmala, and the after felt realized the person felt that he, that the after wasn't taking him seriously and said, Amash lo ribu korban tamid eni roeh lecha. I see you don't really care about the fact you haven't brought the korban. And this is the after Rav saying, so I'm not you're not worrying about the right things. Your worries are much smaller. We have to aim for
So
rocket
what's
diet special.
wait, I missed the point. What's the right thing to worry about?
You should be worrying about the fact that we don't have a carbon tummy.
Oh.
Whatever that, you should be looking for that, for the national worry, rather than your ragat da. Right, the other thing, you should be worrying about other things. And then he continues. So this is what we're doing here in these days. The
3 weeks,
Tisha B'Av.
yeah.
We're hoping for the ultimate salvation. And that will help us rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. Moshe Amar Chazal, the Gemara Menachos says, "Kol osek b'torat Allah ki ilu hikriv Allah." That learning the laws of Allah are like bringing a korban. Osek b'torat chatak ilu hikriv chatak. Learning about it has the same zechut as doing it. So the Amar Kol made ela kol osek. It's not just learning it, but actually osek, dealing with it. To some call oskobaze, pay attention to it, mishtokek, mamtin, matayabo. The idea is, when can I do this? That's like bringing a carbon. So I'll give you the credit for that. Whatever spiritually was going on with bringing a carbon, that's what you need to have. And the idea of sacrifice, of feeling that this is me, this is being offered in a sense of in place of me. That carries on the spirit of what a korban is. Then he has this nice metaphor that I like. Tadikim Amru, the anonymous Tadikim said, Shekaf bet yemei bein Mitzrayim. There are 22 days of the bein Mitzrayim. Shavuos HaBetam moves through Tisha B'Av. Him k'neged kaf bet yamim ha'kedoshim. They correspond to the 22 days of the Yom Nim Na'arim in Tishrei.
22 we have, like
Yes.
Sukkot and
Right, Yom
Pesach.
Ha'Ra'im, Chag Sukkot, through Shmini Atzeret is 22.
Oh.
It's exactly 3 weeks.
Oh.
Ma shemitzarim, and the metaphor is like when you're painting, osim kodim rega shachora, and that his metaphor, you first paint over the background all in black, and then you can paint over that, and it'll stand out in contrast.
Wait, how do you get the 22? You count Pesach and Shavuot
No,
too?
no, no, no. From Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeret.
It's 22 days?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? It's
See, you're counting all those in between
right,
days
all
then.
the in-between days. Oh, right. It's just basically 22 calendar days. And Shmini
Oh.
Atzeret is the 22nd of Tishrei.
Oh. Okay.
That the one is a preparation, is the background. So that we set the background up, we erased everything that happened before. And then there's a, you may be Saria, maybe that the 22 days of the Tzarim is the background for the Yomim Narim. The rim, shame, zaman, shish, tukukut, lukut. This is the point where we yearn for spirituality, for divinity. Yeshidakut klalit, yeshidakut pratit, it's the communal one, and personally, shall call you the gulat nafsho, bargashat elokoto, yibarach, and that everyone should be looking for that, and that's what we're supposed to be looking for in this time. Zebichata reka shachor shalom marim kol, and this is like the black background on which we're painting. When we get to Tishrei, we'll start painting it again in the appropriate color. Right? That's what happened last time, and that's what we're doing. Getting past that. Then we eat in Tisha B'Av. And that's where Tisha B'Av is about. So Bechia, but ain't a Bechia l'shem Bechia. That we're not crying because we're crying about what happened. Bechia, he's saying that this should be crying about hope for the future. That,
Hishtokakut
yeah.
is what?
The same word he's been using all this time of
Yeah. What
kick,
is it?
kim, to yearn. Ishech,
Oh.
your desire will be for your husband.
Oh, yeah.
Desire,
Yeah.
yearning, I'm translating it.
That was a curse.
That was, but it doesn't change the meaning of the word, okay?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Okay.
This is not supposed to be a curse, the yearning that. That's what we're yearning. We're yearning for a better time. We're yearning for the Mashiach here. And that's what
Well,
our Tisha
this is
B'Av.
nice. You know,
That's
I
what
read
our
a book. There's a book called it's not by an Orthodox guy. He passed away, he died, but this is real and you're totally unprepared. Did you ever hear that
No.
little book? And he
What's it called?
links, it's about the Yomim Noraim and Rosh Hashanah, but he links Tisha B'Av. Like he says, it all begins with Tisha B'Av, and then he goes through Rosh
There it is.
Hashanah. This
With
is
days
real.
of awe, Alan Liu.
Yeah.
Journey of Transformation.
But he begins with Tisha B'Av. I always like that. And it's very, he showed,
But
he has these proofs and these
and
texts and
this is
evidence.
that is the slonimer. That's what he's saying here, that Tisha B'Av
Yeah.
is
But
the purpose preparation.
Shmini Atzeret, I'm not Shmini, Shavasar Batamas is right.
The beginning of this period of time, and
Yeah.
similarly like that, and that we culminate with Tisha B'Av,
Right.
which we should be crying over what we lost, but crying for what we still want.
And then come the Yamim Noraim, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's all one.
This is Zem Mashiach Binyan Beit HaMikdash, and that's what brings it forward. So looking forward to the day of we get back to Kevesach HaTzibaboker. And if you want to take that metaphorically, that's fine with me. Not a lot. But that's still that serving Hashem the way Hashem wants to be served every day, not in the big things. And Yom Tov is great, and you get to go and see all the glory and all that. But it's the every day, it's to wake up in the morning, serving Hashem, going to sleep.
Yeah.
And that's really what
Great.
brings the Beit HaMikdash, and that's what our routine should be.
And that's the transition from Moshe. Yep. He has to make
That's
sure that
Hashem's
message
Moshe.
gets
That's
through.
Hashem's
Yeah.
message to Moshe as well, is that yes, we're going to need the leadership transition here, but you need to emphasize to Bnei Yisrael that
Right.
all the daily stuff is going to continue on
Right.
even after you're gone.
Right.
I would
Take a
say.
look. Do you read non-observing? Theology at all?
Yeah. Is this
Such
book
a, it's
here?
so good. It's such a good book for, Rosh
Let me
Hashanah, but
see.
the
New.
idea.
Experience brokenheartedness. We even get a Torah reading, Buddhist parables, Jewish fables, and stories of his own life. I'm less enthusiastic about the Buddhist part.
I don't remember it all, but I remember how striking it was to link, to start. It's not, you don't begin with Tishrei, and you begin with, it begins with Tisha B'Av.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay. This is real, and you're completely unprepared.
It's real, Danny. There it is, Tisha B'Av.
I turned the volcano, and there I was. Sichot. Shana.
So the 22 days and the 22 days. I wonder if he mentioned that. He had to have, you'd think.
So they're right. I don't know. I'm going to assume that somebody who's a sort of a Zen rabbi is aware of the Slonim Nativa Shalom. So I'm assuming.
You've that's an idea that you have seen, the 22 days.
No, I, this is the first time I saw it was here in the Sefer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna stop here.
Okay, go to sleep. Thank you.
That's my plan. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. Good luck on Shabbos morning with this.
They're much more right wing than anywhere. I won't have any. I won't have any
No,
pushback.
well, there are two met there are two almost distinct. One is yearning for the Karbanot and yearning for Mashiach and Beit HaMikdash. And the other is we serve God day in, day out by doing repetitive, that's different. We get it from the Karbanot, but it's
Right,
not just the Karbanot.
I agree. So it's a good message
Okay.
either way.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good message. Good message.